Last month, while enjoying the entertaining atmosphere and the warm weather at Disney World, I ran into a couple from North Judson, fellow Hoosiers. You know, I've done a number of columns on how the name for someone from Indiana, a Hoosier, was derived. But today, I want to share some observations on how to identify a Hoosier. Comments made by Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Westbrook Pegler more than 60 years ago. Pegler said that being a Hoosier is something in the blood. Hoosiers often identify other people as folks, and they never remain strangers very long anywhere because a Hoosier in a hotel lobby, a restaurant, or on an airplane will speak right up to the person next to him. In 5 minutes, each will know about the other's business and about his family and what he thinks about the Muslim uprisings and the upcoming election. And in just 5 minutes more, a Hoosier will have a crowd gathered all around him. They're all singing on the banks of the Wabash. Another writer says a sure way to identify a Hoosier is that on weekends, Hoosiers stand in front of their television sets with friends and family screaming, jumping up and down, and cheering on their favorite sports team. Pegler said that a Hoosier has Hoosier written all over him, but if other signs fail, you can always tell a Hoosier by the way he wears his necktie. He said the most expensive tie in the world looks like a $1.99 special when it's worn by a Hoosier. The reason, Pegler said, is that Hoosiers never really learn how to tie a four-in hand. They get the sales clerk to knot the tie for them. They're in the store, and then after that, they just slip the knot up and down the left-hand side. Pegler sure had me pegged. I can only tie the small knot. He also said most Hoosiers buy only one tie. Now, that may be true, but I have a closet full of ties. After 75 Christmases and birthdays and 4 kids and 6 grandkids, what can you expect? And I might add, if a Hoosier must leave his home state, he always has plans to come home. Well, after the weather warms up, anyway. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.